Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, openly acknowledging that Allah is the one God. There are absolutely no partners with Allah. And Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of Allah. Assalamu alaikum. Greetings of peace be upon you, the you and all of us. And praise be to Allah. I'm Martha Naila Abdullah, and greetings again, as I say from my heart and soul, the greetings of peace. We're going to go to, but interestingly enough, reading from Quran, and welcome to community to the CWSC think tank. The floor is always open for the intelligence, the intellect that we're using our intellect for intelligence sake to share with vision, asking questions that will prompt discussions. And this is in light of education, our perception or concept of education, as tomorrow will be the facilitators, the consortium, and we're connecting the ascension, the importance of understanding the ascension of Prophet Muhammad as it relates to our human development, true human development, and the Hijra calendar paralleled in this number of months with the level of the ascension. And so we're at the seventh level of the ascension, meaning that we're entering into understanding the type, the prototype of what Ibrahim means, Ibrahim. So we're at that level. Seventh month that connects with that is Rajab, and respect that is given, Rajab in indicating respect, reverence for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are going to be reading from Surah Al-Mulk tonight. Surah Al-Mulk, Surah Al-Mulk is the king or what we say. And as I look at this, you know, Malika, but Allah is the over everything. It's just the dominion, it says. Alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum. Over the one who is over all dominions. And what does dominions mean? Over everything, anything that we can think of as a process of development or a womb for development, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is over everything, over it, over it. We can't even go on the other side of thinking about Allah and see what's on the other side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we just can't. We can't go outside the realms of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is and has has created and preserved. So Surah Al-Mulk, we'll go right into, it's the 67th surah of Quran. And just as we migrate from one day to another, the 67th, any surah is a movement. So we'll read. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Tabarakalladhi bit yadihi al-mulku wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. He in whose hands is dominion, and he over all things has power. وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَوَاتَ لِبَلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. He who created death and life, that he may try which of you is best in deed or conduct, and he is the exalted in might, oft forgiving. الذي خلق سبع سماوات طيبات. سبحان الله. Is that a fat or gone? سبحان الله. Let's read then. والذي خلق سبع سماوات طيبات ما ترى في في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور. صدق الله العظيم. He who created the seven heavens, one above another, no want of proportion will you see in the creation of, and in parenthesis, Allah, close parenthesis, most gracious. So turn your vision again. See you any flaw? I'm highlighting the seven heavens. The seven heavens, Saint Sept Samawati. We'll come back to that, inshallah. And I apologize, let me read the fourth one. Thumma urji'il basara karataini yanqalib ilayka ulbasaru khasi'an. Again, turn your vision a second time. In parenthesis, your close parenthesis vision will come back to you dull and discomfited in a state worn out. Sadaqallahu azim. And much we could go into the fifth and sixth, but we'll stop right there, everyone. And I wanted to indicate that seven, sept, and it says that, well, as we have come to know or connect that Saturday is Yom El, we pray we're correct, but nevertheless, there's a Yom El Wahid, one. Yom El Ithnain, two. Yom El Thalatha, three. Yom El Arba'a, four. Yom El Khams, Yom El Jum'ah, six. And Yom El Sabt, seven. Now, and I'm not counting those just to say, oh, well, I know the numbers. No, it's all for the purpose of day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, and so on. You get the picture. And that when we look at the ascension, that there are seven levels, level one, level two, and so on. And making it have a our life. Our life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, and we note here that Allah didn't say that Allah is the creator of life and death, but Allah says Allah is one who created khalaqa. It's already done. The process for it is done. That created death and life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes no mistakes as to الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ. And we say that means is death, the same death. But we know that there are levels of death, to death even. We can be dead, zombie-like and still moving around. Dead consciously, dead to certain things that we're in need of. We're dead to it. We're not aware. Then there's that physical death or our soulful death, and then leaving, transitioning from the body, death. But that death is also a process of life. And alhamdulillah, that's my thinking, but you can share. As we open up tonight, again, welcome to CWSC Think Tank, and Community Developmental Stages and Community Buzz. Right here on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Anytime we ask that you go to, you join us on Facebook, that's Community Wide Shura Conference, or putting in American Muslim 360. And then you can tweet us, that's capital CWS, lowercase HURAA, that's at CW Shura. And at the same time, you can email us, info@cwsc.us. And on our live streaming, 701-719-4197. Now, sometimes when you dial that number and you get that we're not online, if you get that message, just dial repeatedly back in. Eventually, it will connect. All right? We don't know the answer to why that message comes up, but we're always, our presentations are always online. Online, actively, when like we're on now, it should be on live as we're presenting. And I have called in, and sometimes it wasn't keeping up. And those are technical situations with the company that we're with, Zeno, Z-E-N-O, for our streaming, live streaming on the internet of the presentation. So when we're presenting live here in the studio, it should be it's usually carried over onto those who are listening by way of the internet. At the same time, you're aware that we're going to be going on Zoom, and we'll be sharing that information with you. We want you to confirm your email. If you're already receiving emails from us and there's no problem, then and you're part of our email data bank, then alhamdulillah, more than likely we will connect with you. So welcome. Let's go to our board here, and let's have a discussion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being over everything, the death and the life. And as we're evolving, we're in educational mode for the Hijra calendar and the ascension and our position currently as we are evolving. You know, it's present. It's right here with us from you. As you press one on your phone, and we will gladly open your mic and have the conversation going forward. All right? Okay, just in case, as we're discussing the Hijra calendar, last evening I saw the moon for another new month. Any other time I would have just looked at the moon and kept moving. Without any kind of recognition of it speaking to me, right? And at the same time, you know, the position of it in the sky, the blackness of the sky, there's that part of the full moon that we only see on this side, showing that it's a new moon and it's three quarters on the other side, wherever that other side is. And I noticed, too, I spoke of this about the sun rising. Now the sun is appearing in the sky. Daybreak is appearing on the southeast, and I mean very south and east. All the way over from the corner of northeast to the corner of southeast. And so as I saw that this morning, I said to myself, okay, why haven't I seen this operationally before? I mean, because just last week, it was back northeast. Months prior to that, it was southeast. So I'm paying more attention to it. Is that what it is? You know, it's like you purchase a car, and until you purchase that car, you're not paying attention to other cars that are like it on the road. But as soon as you buy that car, there's a dubbing in our thinking, in our brain, that looks for it. And you began to see more cars like it. And I said, wow, okay. This is something. challenge anyone else with it. It's my development. So share, what is your development like as you're evolving? Okay, thank you, Quran. As-salamu alaykum. Thank you for joining us here.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. One reason that I know is because the earth, it rotates on a tilt. So it doesn't go, it don't rotate straight up. It kind of tilts and rotates. And that's why you see sometimes the sun, you know, certain times when the sun, so that's one reason I know.
Mm-hmm. I never paid attention to it. Had you paid attention to it?
Yes, ma'am. I do. I see sometimes, like you said, it'd be like it's like if I be in my backyard, you know, sometimes I see that it'll be in the backyard, you know, rising from the east, and then sometimes I see it in the front yard, you know, rising from the east, but it's further north or south, not south, but it's further like north, like you know, something like that.
Uh-huh.
I see that too.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, alhamdulillah, that's wonderful. It's amazing, you know, as a child when we were growing up, I never paid attention to it. I mean, well, I'm just now paying attention to it, truly. 72 and paying attention to it. 72! How many years is that with the day breaks, right? So thank you, Allah. Thank you, Allah. I mean, but it probably has no importance to anyone else, you know. Okay, so we know the moon has been, I mean, the sun has been there present, and alhamdulillah. And likewise with the moon, you know, there's a certain, when the new moon is going from the, it's curved to the left, facing the left, but it's, you know, it's right, like the, in the Arabia period, the letter is Ra, and it's, and that's what it puts me in the mind of. But alhamdulillah, however, the creation is speaking to us. Let's talk how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one over all of everything. So let's just talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showing us messages in the creation that we're recognizing. Share, Quran.
I'm finished. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so very much. All right. Anyone else, please, by all means. We're speaking about the creation and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the one over all dominions and how we're recognizing certain things. Even if we notice some insects that we hadn't paid attention to before, or we notice certain trees as the seasons come and change, of what we call the seasons coming, but the as Quran was pointing out too, you know, that the tilting of the earth, and as it tilts more to the colder climate or the glacier or whatever is happening, and we get this what we call winter, and the trees take on, they lose their leaves, many of them. But some of them remain green during the changes. They remain green, wondering, is that the source of the water beneath? It's not that cold and it's able to maintain its greenness. Whatever the case may be, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is proving to us that Allah causes the death and the life, what we call the death of the leaves from the trees as they fall. You see the death of animals, insects. Maybe there was a something flying around, and we don't see it anymore. And does it, you know, matter to us? It's part of matter, but does it matter to us of its existence? The tiniest thing there is. I remember when we were growing up, we had a puppy, a dog actually, not just a puppy, a dog. He was a dog. And he contracted those fleas. Now, they say, oh, he was in too much sand. The sand, they get sand fleas or whatever, however they title it. And so those fleas, you know, we get next to them, and they jump on you, and you feel the bite. And then it you know, there's a remedy for getting them off. But the point is that tiny, tiny insect, and then the tiniest one I think is a gnat, right? But it's living. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Allah created death and life. Hayya, mauta, death, hayya, the life. And the life indicates, you know, that there's striving, there's struggle, there's movement. Hayya. So as we're connecting, we're wanting to ease into the understanding of our connection with creation and our connection with the movement of the month and our connection with, and I want to mention this, that the movement of the month or our studying the month is not to relish any culture, any death of anyone, to highlight, you know, that's the honorable mentioning that others do with their culture, to mention, to place it on a calendar, but that's not, you know, reference or reverence anyone's death or how they died or anything like that. But the migration, the movement of our development, why, how best a servant we can be to the Creator by being in service to humanity, so that we don't get fully into rituals and not, and those rituals have nothing to do with our true development. So the very rituals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has outlined for us, and you can share if there's others, but definitely with the five pillars, and then you know what we say, we believe the articles of faith on that, but those five pillars are rituals, but they're packed with information. And that is the conversation that we have with our families as to the why we do. But why do I have to pray all the time? Why? I mean, God hears me anyway, and God knows my, I've heard this a lot of times, God knows my heart. Truly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does know our heart, and what we're saying is our intent. God knows my intention. God knows I love God. Knows I love God. God knows that. I don't have to prove it to you or anyone else. But then, you know, when we go into the actions or activities of our daily routines, and we're sharing with a child how to do dishes, we may have our different ways of various ways of doing it, but cleanliness is the goal, right? So as we're setting up, some will say, okay, take all the dishes, put them in order. Put all the glasses and cups over here, put the plates over here, the silverware over here, if it's silverware or whatever, the utensils, put them over here. Now, make sure the sink is clean and run some fresh hot water, or if you're using a pan, a pail, or whatever, to have, or you have the two sinks, you have the wash water and the rinse water, I don't know. Whichever way you choose to say that that's your way. The main thing is getting the things clean. Some will put everything, rinse them off in the sink or what have you, or, of course, scraping any things that's on the plates and bowls and what have you. And some will put them into the sink with a rubber mat at the bottom so nothing will break. But they put everything in there and cover it as long as the water is covering it. And they put their suds in there, and they let it soak a little bit. Then they wash them hand wise. And others scrape them, rinse them, and put them into what is now known as a dishwasher. That the person is not the dishwasher anymore. But there's a machine called a dishwasher. And we load the dishwasher. And we put in a whatever we use as a soap solution to clean the goal is to clean. Now, it shows up when those things haven't been scraped enough and probably soaked, and to remove the top matter and then get it steaming, hot, hotter than our hands can stand, even with gloves, in that dishwasher. And that's what some prefer. They say, I know you can wash them by hand, but I want to know that they're really sterile. So put them in the dishwasher. So what method do you use? How do you clean your dishes? Or do you use paper plates to not have to have that part? You just soak your utensils and keep moving. Your pots and pans, you soak them and clean them out and call it a day till the next time. Do you use plastic containers? Cooking, do you use microwave? Do you cook with them using the microwave and the stove? What is your method? Because these are routines that we all are connected with, and we move right along. But this is a part of the cleanliness that we take part in as we prepare our meals. Do you use a chopping board, or do you use your countertop, or do you use another plate or something to chop up your things that you're cooking with? You know, some use certain vegetables and they chop them up and clean or what have you. Whatever the case may be, what do you use? Do you use, like I say, the chopping board, not to be repeating myself, and do you use a sharp knife, if you're like me, I don't care for sharp knives, but I know I have to have one for the very reason of cutting things up, chopping up, you know. I actually dissect my chicken when I'm getting ready to prepare it, to cook it. I prepare it that way. You know, after you clean, some clean their chicken in some ways, you know, making sure all the matter, the other things are out of the bone area. And just cleaning it and pulling the skin off and whatever process you use. I'm staying right here in the kitchen part because that's where we prepare our meals. That's where we eat, get our food, and then we sit down to have that meal with family and a discussion ensues. And that discussion, if the meal is good, nine times out of ten, you're going to have a good discussion. So that meal going in is one thing. It's satisfying the body. It's palatable. When you're tasting it and as you're putting it, it's going down and you're just enjoying the meal. Now, many will say, and I know my husband used to point that out, you know, don't talk while you're eating. Well, then my mother used to say, don't talk with food in your mouth. So you have conversation. You just be particular how. And I was just in the company of two good friends of mine, husband and wife, in their company. And I was talking so. Of course, you know, I was preparing my salad in the way that I want, you know, cutting up the lettuce and all of that and everything else that was in there, you know, carrots or what have you. And I'm cutting it, but before I cut it, I use hot sauce, okay? Well, they had Tabasco. They're looking at me like, you're going to use Tabasco on your salad? I'm going, yes. I put it on my plate, and then I put the salad on top of it, and it was easier to stir. Now, that's how I do it. And once I finished, it was very vinegary, and it was very good. Now, but then we'd be talking, you know, I had to pay attention because they were eating and listening, and I'm talking. But eventually, you know, when they could, the conversation was good. Nonetheless, that's what I'm getting to. The food was good, and the conversation was good. And the company that joined us, they came into this little, we were in a subsection of a restaurant, and a group came in, and it was someone's birthday that they were honoring this particular relative. It was a female, and I think she said that she was 79. And the husband, my girlfriend's husband, he greeted her and shook her hand, and he began to sing, "Happy birthday to you, happy birthday." I joined him. And And we just did a few bars of that, and she was very thankful and smiling. And the family was an interracial family sitting around the table, and they were having a good meal, enjoying each other. Well, actually, their salad had come, but their meal hadn't come yet. But, here we are having at a table and having our conversation. Now we're leaving, but now here we're intermingling with the human family, and to leave them a sense of, you know what, we're truly human no matter where we are. We're truly human. That may stay on that particular lady and her family's mind of just, we were strangers until familiar thing. We were very gracious and acknowledging someone's presence in a good way. Again, good meal, good company. That goes a long way. We're going to take a pause here, everyone. When we return, go dive deeper into good meal, good company, putting meal on another level. Think about it, how that food for thought. We'll leave it right there, and we return, inshallah. Thank you for being here on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. This is the CWSC Think Tank session on education, community developmental stages, and community buzz. The question is, have you heard? All right. Thank you, dear listeners. We'll be, God willing, we'll be right back.
The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Omar Shakir, and I'm resident imam of Masjid Bilal Ibn Rabah in San Antonio, Texas. And I would like to invite you every first Sunday from 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time to join us for our class where we're dealing with the subject matter of the basics in Islam. We are excited about this program, even if we're new Muslims or Muslims have been in the faith for many, many years. It is a wonderful opportunity to learn and understand this beautiful way of life. We also connected with various insights from the tafsir of Imam Waliduddin Muhammad radiallahu anhu, and we all explained its practical application. We look forward to being with you on every first Sunday of the month, where we would deal with the basics of Islam. The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum.
Greetings. This is Priscilla Lukta of the University of Islam and Clara Muhammad School National Alumni Association. We support CWSC and AM360 because of their support of our group intellect. From the Model Communities National Resource Directory and Speakers Bureau to American Muslim 360 Broadcasting and more. Join in helping to build our national intelligentsia. If not me and you, then who? Visit CWSC.us today to make your tax-deductible gift at 910-317-0297. Thank you.
On the next episode of Community Buzz, we ask, have you heard? For another episode of Community Buzz, AM360's weekly magazine show, every Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Don't miss it. Assalamu alaikum.
We're back. I'm Martha Nyla Williams, Abdullah here in St. Petersburg, Florida, one of the 50 states, here with you. The Mosque Cares Year-End Review, Ministry of Imam W.D. Muhammad, Rahimullah Ule, supporters, thank you. Continuous work to promote and maintain Imam W.D. Muhammad's legacy. continue programs established by Imam W.D. Muhammad, including monthly First Sunday Community Program, Savior's Day Commemoration, February, New World Patriotism Day Celebration, July, Muslim Convention, Labor Day Weekend, Ramadan Session, Weekend in the last 10 days of Ramadan, Annual Health and Nutrition Seminar, maintain an interactive internet presence using all forms of social media. That's from themosquecares.com, Facebook, internet, LinkedIn, all the social media, Vimeo. It says launch, L-A-U-N-C-H, of the Imam W.D. Muhammad Education Fund. That means it's being launched, being put into being. Community Garden Educational Initiative. And that Community Garden, you know, you've heard it from, if you've been listening to the Sister Clara Muhammad Schools with Quran Shakir and Masha Nivens and others, Dr. Patricia Salahuddin, they're looking at the education surrounding the, including the agricultural information or education. Wise with an imam, one of the imams with the consortium with Imam Dr. Hamid El Amin and Imam Hanif Salahuddin and others, they were indicating the agricultural education. So it is all around, and there are communities, I think in Philadelphia, where they have not just gardening, but I think they do a larger than just community garden. But nonetheless, agriculture education. CMC Coordinated Sick Committee, facilitating compassionate community contact for Muslims who are ill, hospitalized, confined, rehabilitating, or recuperating. WDeanSoup.com is a community potluck recipe site where you may explore and join us in exchanging delicious recipes for every meal type, skill level, and budget. CMC, the Mosque Cares, hashtag, I guess this would be, Pick It Up campaign, grassroots Thai litter and cleanup movement to empower individuals and organizations to improve community surroundings. Imam W.D. Muhammad Study Library, wdmuhammad.com. WDM Ministry Property Maintenance of the property. Strengthen established relationships and continue interfaith partnerships. Interfaith Against Hunger Day of Service events. That's indicating 24,000 meals assembled and distributed in the Chicagoland. Active partnerships with global Islamic relationships. Charitable donations to Clara Muhammad Schools. Participation, promotion, financial donations, and or support of community programs nationally. Charitable donations to pioneers, individuals, families, and various organizations. Community Business Entrepreneur Initiative with goal of tailoring distribution services to fit community needs. That's under yourproductiwdm.com. Conveners, let's see here, and we'll come back to the conveners are under IWDM community. You go there on the internet, IWDM community. Right away, you will see featured events. They acknowledge Al-Islam, Imam W.D. Muhammad, the IWDM community. This is the menu. Conveners of Imams, IWDM resources, news highlights, featured events. Okay. News Highlights, African Diaspora Connect. That was as of November 2nd, 2022. It's about a four-minute read. International Muslim Journal is very excited to be a sponsor with the African Diaspora Connect and upcoming business venture. That's ongoing, everyone. That's why I'm sharing that. Sierra Leone welcomes returning ancestral son. And you know that's Salahuddin. What's his last name? I'm looking at his picture here. Not Salahuddin. You probably know it better than I do. I see his picture, but I don't see the name. Anyway, we'll come back to that. Okay. Conveners of Imams. Here's an overview of the Conveners of Imams. Go to the role of the Convener of Imams. Says the role, and it's coming from one of Imam W.D. Muhammad Imam's meeting in Dallas, Texas, February 12, 1983, a representative from among yourselves to represent you and your concerns. Whenever there is a need to bring those concerns or to bring up the matter that you are concerned with to the attention of the national, there has been a change because the convener, the role of convener, now does not clearly represent now what the new role is. The new role is one of the representatives who convene after matters are brought to their attention, his attention, from his co-workers or imams in the region. In order for Shura to work, we have to have servants of communities within the big community. Because a member, in my opinion, a person sitting in the position of consultant or whatever we want to call him, a representative or consultant in the Shura body, is sitting there because he represents somebody. He represents a small community or a big community, and he is supposed to come with the concerns of his community. He is also supposed to also be aware of the concerns of the broader community. The broader community begins with the national community of our association, but it must include also the national community of Muslims in America firstly, and then the international community of Muslims in America, IWDM Midwest Shura meeting, October 12, 1997. The primary responsibilities: convene sectional meetings of imams, establish a process of Amarahum Shura Bainahum, to disseminate information and get input from imams within the section, represent the concerns and or positions of the imams in the section as determined through a Shura process resulting in majority consensus. In conjunction with other conveners, take positions on behalf of the imams representing the interests of the larger community, report to the community on the activities of the section, and travel as necessary to attend regional or national meetings. Other responsibilities may include actively support and promote the vision and thinking of Imam W.D. Muhammad, which includes establishing the principles and practices of al-Islam, Islamic democracy, increasing the Islamic knowledge of imams and other leaders, creating a forum for Muslim intelligentsia, community life. And that can spell out to be a more specifics, everyone, but keeping it in that focus, in that broad focus, as individually we're responsible. I'm not reading, I'm stating now. Individually we're responsible for maintaining a level of knowledge. Become more and more informed, reaching beyond where, if the information is not where we are, then we reach beyond where we are, or we promote gaining information and so that we can help community, whoever the community is, informed, and not stand over anyone. No one is standing over another. Share the information, connect where we can, communicating continuously, and collaborating so that the development of what comes, what that information develops, that information gives birth to, praise be to Allah. But let's go back now to you, dear listeners, and see if anyone has their hands raised. Their hand, if you've pressed one. All right. Ah, seeing none, alhamdulillah, praise be to Almighty God. All right, so we go to, again, highlighting, we're delving into education. As we think of education, we think of education being academics primarily. And then we see that education is just right around us. You know, we use our nose and we're educated on what smells come up, where is it coming from and what is it, identifying it, becoming more informed about it, and then investigating it to see, well, is it good or bad? Whatever that smell is, we're using our sight, knowing, and first of all, maintaining the thinking that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one over all dominions, everything. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a way, Allah is speaking to us all the time. We feel the coolness of the air. We know to do the next best thing, that's to cover, to stay warm. Or if it's really hot, we know to cover so that our skin doesn't get burnt from the heat, from the, you know, the sunlight. And we, you know, when we press fire, the coolness comes from that. Alhamdulillah. Information, and then education. And whatever is useful for us, then we keep that and we build upon it. All right, so we're asking the question now about food for thought. Food for thought, education. Let's see here. Okay. I had it up here. Let's go to that now. Oh, one moment. I'm getting a call from Huntsville, Alabama. All right, everyone. Thank you for that precious moment. That was Dr. Hamid El-Amin, Imam Dr. Hamid El-Amin of Huntsville, Alabama. And he was confirming that tomorrow, you know, we'll have use of the Zoom. And Imam Rashad will be helping with that. And I shared with him food for thought. So greetings of peace to everyone from Imam Dr. Hamid El-Amin. Food for thought, something worth thinking about. Okay. You may have some thinking about food for thought, all right? We spoke about the good meal, good company. Now, let's think about the conversation, which becomes food for thought. So unlike what I'm reading from now on the food for thought English meaning Cambridge Dictionary, all right? So I did have it up here. All right. Typical authoritative collection of papers, which is common in more traditional areas of economics. Excuse me. This reader-friendly collection provides much food for thought. Okay, let's go into it. Although this is from the Cambridge English Corpus. Although the ideas launched here are useful, the paper, like many others, represents an informal personal statement. It does serve as food for thought. The books are thus a welcome addition to any linguistic library and provides plenty of food for thought. All right. Go.
let's go more into and idioms from the dictionary. Okay, here's a statement. That meeting really gave me food for thought. I might invest in their company after all. That's some interesting food for thought. I hadn't considered that angle before. I always get food for thought out of these debates, even if I don't agree with most candidates' positions. Now, and this is a generalized statement, everyone, as it's speaking about their thinking on food for thought. It's not giving me what I, well, there's a PDF. Think about food for thought. We think about information for sure and how that information increases our conversation and it increases to get to a point of where we learn something that we didn't know before. And that's my thinking of food for thought. Okay, a well-made documentary on homelessness is likely to give you food, as is your decision about where to go on a long-awaited vacation. Anything that gives you a reason to stop and ponder is food for thought. What do you think about that? Anything that causes you to stop and ponder, they say it's food for thought. It's an expression that's been around in its current form since the 19th century, apparently taking the idea of digestion and transferring it from the stomach to the brain. Thought, everyone. What say you? Okay, we go to 810-265. Please present yourself and where you're calling from. Assalamu alaikum. And perhaps you're on mute, 810-265. Okay, not hearing anything from 810-265. Someone else had their hand raised. I didn't catch your number right away. Okay, 727-408. Assalamu alaikum and welcome. Please share your name and where you're calling from.
Wa alaikum assalam. This is Bilal from New Orleans, Louisiana. A food for thought. You know, it's kind of like I think that, or is it possible, or is mutual consultation, is CWSC set up in a way that we can have like a classroom setting where those, the people who call in or come in, and we have a book that we all agree upon to study from. And as other people come in who don't have that book, to enlighten them about it, so we can have a complete thought pattern that conforms, because we're all reading from the same text. Can mutual consultation be dealt with like that, or is it feasible, or is that too much, or it won't be able to fit in?
Oh, it's definitely feasible, and cause us to stop and ponder over what's being shared, just as what you just said, is cause us to stop, think, and ponder on it. That becomes food for thought. That means it causes us to stop and think. So I would say, yes, it's definitely doable. Participation will only be seen by participants participating.
Okay, and we can, and people can be brought in if it be said, but this is what we do. But then, you know, with the person going in, they say, "Well, this is what you do," but I don't know nothing about it. I don't have the book. In other words, it's kind of like a consensus for those who basically be on AM 360 most of the time, and they get to come in and then know what is going on. So like the people just be on the phone listening. So that would help bring them in also, because they have a book too. We all have a book, and we'll be reading from the book and discussing one chapter after the next one, basically I'm talking about Imam Walter D. Muhammad, direction that he left for us. And
that's definitely as we're staying with an idea of food for thought, because it is being done on other channels. I know IWDM Radio, they do it on Saturdays. The sisters, Hassan Abdul Salam, Sultana Ali, and I believe it's Dr. Zakia, Layla Muhammad. I think that I know they read. They're reading from a particular book. They present a book, and one was on Sister Clara Muhammad, Rahimullah.
Okay.
Mercy upon her, and another book that they're into now. I hadn't connected myself, you know, and could just call it time, essence of time, to dedicate myself to it, though I would love to, you know, have the book and read at different times. It's not at that their particular time of having it live. But alhamdulillah. So likewise, I'm
right.
Sure, as you present the book, as you're going through, keeping it outlined with the Imam Warthi Muhammad presentation to us, and how we can address certain things by reading the book that you bring forth. Then
you know what I would do. This is the way I would handle it. Okay, I would handle it from consulting with Imam Rana B. Shaheed, because he was there. And he can give us information, what occurred, what Imam Muhammad said, and what he's doing, and let him take us to that direction. So the fact that he'll be dealing with the book, and he'll be, you know, at one, two, he'll know how to bring us in reference to the meaning Imam Muhammad gave it to him, something like that.
I hear you. But you're delegating him, which you'll have to do. You'll have to talk with him, because this is a suggestion coming from you, so you have to take the lead on it.
Okay, but that's no problem. They got people that are very close with him that I am, and I could talk with them on that. But the CWSC would be in favor of what we come up with then? Or it had to go to a voting situation amongst the administration?
It goes through those steps of presenting a new idea, or if it's book reading, whatever it is, a new entry into the lineup of the host, and then it goes from there. So whoever presents it become that host or connection, make it happen. In other words, it will be in your ballpark, be in your
right. But what I will do, because you are the president, and I have a relationship with you as a mentor. You can guide me through on how it needs to be done. Off the phone, what later on. Every time, and then I can get with people that I know who can just talk directly with Imam Rana B. Shaheed, such as Michael. He got a relationship with, and I know Brother DeLacy carries books, so I know he has a relationship with him, and that can be I can have them talk and put forth that idea, but I talk to you to see and how I can get connected. So it could be more, effective, and I won't have to be spinning around,
right.
You know what I mean?
I can tell you now the direct action will be through the they lead the senior management team.
Right, good. Program manager, Khalila Akbar. Good, and okay, I'm gonna do that then. Okay, good.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Thank Allah for you. Quran did have her number up. 810-265. Thank you, Bilal. You want me to leave your mic open?
I'm gonna get out of the line.
Oh, you're gonna get off? Okay, I'll close. I'll close your mic then.
Okay.
All right, alhamdulillah. All right, 810-265. Not hearing anything. I think, well, maybe perhaps their background brought in their hand, brought their hand up. That does happen. All right, food for thought. Anyone else? As we said, we described a good meal. We described cleanliness first, and then a good meal and good company. Food for thought. Okay, we have 323-867. Quran, thank you. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum again.
Well, assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. When you said, I just want to add on to what the brother was saying. When you said full of a word of wisdom, you know, like I always try to teach my, like sometimes we don't know what our children be doing. So sometimes I call my granddaughter and I tell her, I said, two things I told her. I said, don't ever go down areas, unfamiliar areas where there's no way out. I said, don't do that. Like going down with her friends like that. I said, don't do that. And then I tell her that when she is at a party somewhere and she be drinking, you like to have like sodas and all that. I said, you have to use the restroom. I said, take it with you. Because I've seen so many times where people put like, they call it Mickey. They put a Mickey in your drink and they just want to see. They don't really try to like mean no harm. They just want to see how you're going to react. But I know a young man, they did that too. And he had a $1 million contract as a basketball player. And they took him out and they did that. And they brought him home, and they brought him home dead. They were just trying to play a little joke on him. Yeah. So I just watch him. Don't do that. So I think, you know, those are the main things that I tell my children and my grandchildren, because you don't know what your children be doing, you know, when they leave the house. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Very, very interesting. Very good. Alhamdulillah. Yes, yes. See, and these are things that come up in our having conversations and having, first, a good connection, meaning that others will listen or we will listen, and the communication is a give and take, whatever the source of the information is, but it we're communicating with it. As you were saying, the wisdom, they're listening, you're sharing, and they're listening, but you already have the understanding and wisdom behind it. So when they listen to it and follow through, inshallah, take heed, perhaps they come back and discuss and share with you, like, oh, yeah, guess what happened, you know? So alhamdulillah. Oh, we have, okay, Bilal is back.
Okay.
You can mute your Quran, and anytime you want to come back in. You want to share now?
Yeah, I just want to say one thing, and for a perfect example is that a lot of our young men are in jail because they didn't have a father in the house to tell them what to do, you know, and how to handle problems out there in the streets, you know. So that's why it's important, like say, a woman, she can't raise a boy child to be a man. It got to be a man to teach him how to be a man, because a man will go in areas and do things that a woman won't do. Alhamdulillah.
I mean. That quickly made me think about you know, Mr. Green, and then a derogatory name for the woman if she did what Mr. Green did. But alhamdulillah, definitely. I've heard that, but the woman cannot raise a man. And I'm sure that goes into the discussion about what parameters there are. She can raise him to be, or she can teach him to be a good human being, true to the human spirit, and the relationship to the Creator, there's some other things, and only the men can tell us, you know, what those other things are or lead us to, you know, so close to understanding, giving us some kind of things. I remember Imam Kareem Hamid, putting you on the spot there, was hosting a Wednesday where men talk to men. And perhaps they have that off air now, I'm not sure. But men talk to men about themselves, to one another, and about one another. And likewise, women do same sort of thing, because there are certain situations, certain things that we can help protect one another. And that will become food for thought. And that thought, we expected, you know, them to take it further than just in the thinking. You know, show that you're really taking heed, that these aren't just, like you said, it's wisdom. It's not just phrases just to be saying something. This is really food for thought. Thank you, Quran, for that. I'm going to leave your mic open. We have other caller here. Let's go to Anonymous. We thank you, Sister Amina, but I'm not sure. Assalamu alaikum. Please present where you're calling from.
Wa alaikum assalam. It is Sister Amina from the Metro Atlanta area. I should say one of the main surrounding counties that's full of Muslims. And other believers, very, very diverse area, from many believers from 50 countries from around the world.
Okay.
And a lot of the believers here, a lot of the activity has been through charitable Christian organizations, churches, or refugee centers that, you know, they say that this is one of the most diverse areas that they send Muslims to in the whole southeast of the country.
Okay.
And I live in Clarkston. Clarkston is DeKalb County. DeKalb County is full of Muslims. We got so many, you know, many from our association, and many, you know, then we have so many of surrounding counties. Metro Atlanta has 159 counties in the whole state. It is the New York of the South. It really is. And there's so much richness here, but you know, we're just starting to tap into, you know, the history from our community that's being recognized. Us indigenous Muslims, you know, people have all these different labels. But what I want to present as food for thought is we have to, in my humble opinion, being that I've been a Muslima, practicing Muslima for many years now, and I've seen where we have to get back to the neighborly needs of each other, because I've had several believers contact me personally, and I know there's others that have been contacted, you know, when they get sick, and some are shut in or homebound, you know, they don't have may not necessarily have Muslims that will come and see about them. You know, they'll call someone who knows, or someone in our association community. But we need sick committees to kind of check on each other. And I'm talking about on a broad scale, on a broad scale. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times, you know, I've seen a lot of the believers get ill, and then they just start going downhill. If they don't have, say, you know, a circle of people that will see about them, or a few believers that may be in that particular field of healthcare, or may have been retired from that field, they kind of fall by the wayside. And we have a history of being healthier from what we come from. You know, we I've seen where, you know, we used to see about each other more. That's not happening like it used to. I've seen people, believers in the community, you know, they get sick, they have a stroke, they have a diabetic situation going on, or the kidney dialysis, and this whole thing with the osteoporosis situation, you know, bones and back and knees and everything, you know, just they kind of go downhill. It's not necessary for us to really neglect our health. We got to get our health back in line with our tradition has been to be healthier, and, you know, eating healthy and doing the things herbally or whatever else kind of way that we used to, you know, to kind of keep our health a little bit better at bay. Just because you're a certain age, you don't have to fall apart. We're falling apart like the other people that we used to tell them how to be healthy, you know, whether it was how to eat the liver or not, you know, or you know, different herbs that we would take, and the different people we would go around and see about each other. That's not happening anymore. So we need to get our health back and see about each other more. Like do home visits. Go see, but you know, don't wait till you go to the person's janaza. Then, oh, you know, they were sick and this, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, people are like, oh, you know, alhamdulillah. You see, so we really got. I'm just very. I guess it's because I've been in that field and I've seen how the difference between taking care of your health and what the other people do. And it's not, you know, they've been smoking and drinking and chaotic eating and not you know, neglecting their health, and then you know, everything just falls apart. That's not good. You know, Allah say there's a cure for everything except death. The Shifa, you know, the Quran is a healer. We have to use it more. And then we have to pass down the good health practices that's in our tradition. You know, Muslims, we were the ones that originated, you know, medicine and health care and all of that. So we have to go back to the basics with our health. We really, really do. Salaamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Food for thought. Definitely so. Alhamdulillah. All right, let's hear what was just shared. Everyone else, anyone else wanting to share? Let's see here. Amina, you can just mute yourself if you want and come back in. Alhamdulillah, all right? As I open up the microphone for Bilal.
Alhamdulillah. I want to let Sister Quran Muhammad know that I want to get at least three calendars from her. And what I'll do on the Tuesday show, I make mention of it again, and then you can start working it out with me how we go about doing it. But me mentioning it on the Tuesday show that I'm going to get it, and then you can get other people probably want to get it too, because you know we into the movement now. You have the Hijra calendar that you're dealing with, and so that economic is a great part of what we need to be doing anyway. So you're on the ground floor of it, and I'm going to get three calendars from you. And
okay, I'm going to have to get your number.
Look, let me tell you something. Your number, and it's a strange thing, dude. Some kind of way, your number came up on me. Do you remember me calling you up?
I think somebody said something.
I don't know how that happened, because what's been happening, people number been coming up on my thing and leaving me messages that I ain't even, you know, don't know nothing about, you know, and I say, oh, I don't know, maybe I've been having senior moments or something like that. So you do have my number, and you can contact me tomorrow or I'll get your number, and I'm gonna get your number and call you up, and we can get that get that going now. But I'm also gonna mention the Tuesday too, because I want you to I want as many people as possible that's on that program to also to get the calendar. So I'm gonna get three of them from you.
Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum.
And I just want to know, do we have a on the 360, there's a donation thing for donation on the 360 radio station?
CWSC is the parent body for American Muslim 360. American Muslim 360 is one of the intelligentsia components, so you can outline it, designate it to American Muslim 360 by going to the website of CWSC.us.
Okay. What I did, I was saying that because, you know, like you could donate to different programs, you know, like that. And I was just wondering, do you accept donations? Because you'd always write it out on your tax file. Like I was telling someone, I don't want to get off the subject, but I was telling someone, you know, that they were talking about the reparation that was due to us. And I told them it was in the business. That's where they placed it at. Because at one time, they said that the African-American entertainers, like, you know, James Brown did like them during that time, Temptation, they couldn't donate to any African-American community or business. They weren't allowed to. But now they are allowed to, because that's where they put the one when they start filing for that reparation, you know, that 40 acres and a mule, and they promised, then that's what they put it at. They put it with the business. So if you have a nonprofit organization, you could request for them to donate to you. That's why they be buying. I had stated one time, that's why they be buying. They said one guy bought a mansion that's valued for $1 million or more in all 50 states. Well, some of the states you couldn't put it in, but it was like 48 or 38 states, something like that. But that's because he has to do something with that money. If he don't, then the government would take it back. So, you know, why they do that. But if you have a nonprofit organization, then you could do that. And also they give it to the city. If you have a city of I wish I could remember how it said, but anyway, it's like a congress for African American. They get together, and for the city they donate so much money to the city, and they have to donate to each community also. So you need to check on that. And that's where the reparation right there, too, because they used to give that stimulus check they were talking about. They was getting a stimulus check that they supposed to give like $7,000 each month to, I'm going to tell you about that one. But they give so much money each month all year round for that. And that comes out of our tax money. The Caucasian people, they've been doing it. They've been doing it all the time. Even when you give those welfare checks they was giving out, people, oh, they don't welfare. I said, that was our tax money. They're supposed to. They've been doing it all the time. We just found out, especially when you file for your taxes and you're getting that $70,000 and $80,000 back because you have two of children. You know, they taxpayer know what I'm talking about. I just say this and I'm going to close out. They disliked Obama so much that during the time Obama was in office, they were giving that money away. My client was getting $7,000 and $8,000, couldn't go over 10 because 10, then the IRS stopped paying, you know what I'm saying? And so I was making mine too, alhamdulillah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Okay.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Now we know more and more, everyone, don't we?
Yes, yes.
Alhamdulillah.
She got the $10. Well, like you said, you directed off the where to go at, you know, so, you know, alhamdulillah.
And that's going to CWSC.us, everyone. Click on that big blue donate button. Please, please. And put in the notation. You have 13.
Because we're going to Zoom right now, I may mention I'll be giving it. $25 more every month. So, so praise be to Allah.
All right. Okay. Alhamdulillah. We're going to CWSC.us, click on the blue donate button, everyone, and indicate in the note where you want it to go to the general CWSC, the 13 intelligentsia components, what have you, or if you want it to go specifically to administration, which Bilal was just mentioning, to indicate that it will help support our going over from Blog Talk to Zoom. Alhamdulillah, we will be giving a report this month, inshallah, as an overview of the last 4 years, be to Allah, a more specific report. And we thank you in advance for your contributions. For those who are continuing to contribute, we thank Allah for you. Thank you, Bilal. Thank you, this is the Quran. And we go to Amina once again. Amina, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. There's three other food for thoughts that I meant to bring forth that we really need food for thought about. One is to support Islamic education more. We need more schools because what we're seeing across the country is that a lot of our Islamic schools are closing. Well, some have maybe weekend schools or, you know, but what I'm saying is that the number of schools that we did have, it keeps diminishing. And we need Islamic education more now than ever before because there's so much in this atmosphere that we're in the country and in the, you know, other parts of the world that don't have authentic Islamic education. You know, they may have narratives or they may teach something about certain culture, but the authentic Islamic education is not being taught. Even in some of the few Islamic schools that we do have, you know, it's a lot of the real history, the contributions, the many you know, gifts that Islam gave to society from our community is not being taught. It's not being taught. And what we're seeing is there's a lot of homogenized versions of things that, you know, like, for example, you know, the origins of education, knowledge in the first place, you know, is being kind of minimized as far as, you know, what contributions have actually been made. You know, there's a lot of things that Muslims have invented. Nobody knows. You see, they attribute it to other people, Greeks and Romans and other people who got the knowledge from our people. So we need to really focus on Islamic education. The brothers need to mentor the young men more. I'm talking about all across the country in these communities, because yes, everybody has obligations and, you know, their families, of course, but I'm talking about the people that have maybe retired, or they're semi-retired, or they've you know, maybe they've gotten some health challenges and they're kind of just you know, idle. They can teach the younger people, and they can encourage those. In other words, knowledge never stops. Knowledge, you know, and I remember one of the things that the people to this way of life is the education and the many contributions that we've made, and a lot of the scientific research that you know, a lot of it comes from Quran, but we don't teach. We have to know that this legacy of knowledge has to be passed down, and it has to be preserved for the next generations when we're no longer here. That's our, and then the other thing about the health. And then the next thing that I wanted to bring for what is it? You said food for thought. We need to teach and mentor our coming generations, and sometimes the present generations that we're in, you know, because all different types of people take shahadas, or they renew their shahadas again. You know, they may have come in the community years ago, and they may renew it, you know, especially during Ramadan. Everybody starts really reflecting, and there's more of a coming together. We have to mentor social justice and this whole incarceration of our people and a lot of our men, you know, the women too, because there's women that have been incarcerated. And a lot of times, the Muslim woman gets forgotten about when she gets incarcerated. That's another thing. You know, we have to really look at it and stop ignoring that all of these are social ills, And it goes back to the neighborly needs that is talked about in Quran, the al-ma'un, you know, the whole community. The Islam is the whole life, not just certain parts of the life. Our life is, and our one of our former imams gave a wonderful reminder, gave the khutbah today, and he was mentioning in his very inspiring khutbah that we need to make the Quran our friend again. We really do. Even if you just read a few ayats daily, you know, and learn the language of Quran, which is our Arabic. Don't put it down and say it's too hard. Do a little bit at a time. We have to really have to refresh and renew our faith, we you know, so that we can, because we never know who we can help. We think we can't, you know, all of us have contributions, you know, and I'm talking to the seasoned ones in our community now. We have contributions to give that we don't think we have. And we really have to focus on, I don't even want to mention, you know, certain other things about relationships, you know, that can be another time food for thought. But I just wanted to mention that our youth and young adults, some of them are turned off by the fact that what we say sometimes is not what we do as adults, and we have to look at in all of our communities being a support, because we have some masjids that are closing because there's no activity as far as to carry on the legacy to the whole community. You know, we never know who we will inspire if we just stay resilient. I just wanted to say that. Food for thought. Salaamu alaikum.
Alaikum
assalam. Alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. Now, in yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah. You know, we're going to have, you know, we dealing with the Hijri calendars, and we're going to have activities now, and all of these different things that we say we have it recorded, so we can see how we'll fit in activities, some practical, you know, real activities, whether we have to, you know, outreach other community to tell them about the issue and see what they go about doing it, and this is the new life for our community that coming through the Hijri calendar, and also have it growing to the different types of the Adam type, the Moses type, and Idris, and everything, these characters. It'll be character building. We can have some practical activity that goes about that. So all the things that you say, inshallah, you know, we have it documented, and we can see how much of this we can get done and put in the, and practice in and have taken care of, Amina. So praise be to Allah. So what you're doing, you know, you're right on time for, you know, the new life. I call it the new life to be getting to live, because you're going to be dealing with the Hijri calendar and that activity. It just won't be a certain thing during Ramadan. It's going to be the whole month. And so you know, put out things that is practical.
Oh, yeah.
And alhamdulillah, and we just continue just going on and get, and you know, get things going piece by piece, and however we can get it done. Allah said be in the hills, and it might not take a long time to get it done neither. So praise be to Allah. Thank you, Sister Amina. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And greeting, Assalamu alaikum to everyone. And you said month, whole month, but the whole year. I know that's what you meant. the whole year.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry. Just, yeah.
No, that's okay.
Forever. Okay.
Yeah, and we must indicate that there are those that are farther ahead of where we are now, and praise to Allah on for that, acknowledging and understanding that there's good in every situation, as we revert back to the, as we relate to the Gregorian calendar and how academically and economically, how it has been. I think Quran, she mentioned that too, but it's based on economics. I won't say finances, but economics and agriculture. The cycle that we're looking at is how the Hijra calendar contributes human development as it relates to the ascension, the like you said, the types, those types as we, from the Adam to Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is an all-included human type development, that the human being is constantly learning, constantly moving, and as we explained this morning, shared about how the body is not conducting anything, and the one within the body, the thinker, is the one that conducts good or not so good. Whatever our actions are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we read out about from Surah 67, Surah Al-Mulk, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is over all, everything. And we're thankful to Allah as we're evolving. We're evolving as an identifiable group of those who are descendants of the transatlantic enslavement process. And then there is specific groups that are from any other part of the globe, and to ascribe to being or acknowledge being Muslim, carrying out the actions that corroborate that, then alhamdulillah, there are developmental processes and stages for that to take and be in place. So what CWSC is doing is just making it more conducive for us to have an avenue for those who want to study more about the Hijra calendar, and how we're living in in the world but not of it, living in the Gregorian calendar, because that's what we were born into, and the traditions were established where there are additional traditions. Praise be to Allah, but by a person's own engagement and willingness to be engaged in it. So as we read Quran, as we're embracing each month and the parallels of the Hijra count of the ascension to that from 1 to 7 is from Muharram to Rajab. Those are 7 levels for the prophetic movement. And the 8th month, where we study more about Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, really get into it. Let me close someone's mic. Let's see, who do I select that is their mic? Let's see. I have 810-265. Have we heard from you? Okay. Let me close that mic. Your hand is no longer up either, so I can close that mic. Okay. All right. So we have Bilal and Quran's mic open now. Okay. Yes. So thank you.
I'd like to see.
Alhamdulillah.
Oh, great.
Thank you.
In reference to the schools also, see, this is some more for us activities if we're just sending letters out. Now, this is something Imam Muhammad said. He said, I was asked to comment on how we can change or bring about or bring all of our schools to a standard of excellence in teaching or learning, and how can we develop respected leadership in our school. Nothing serves that need better than having a uniform curriculum for all levels of school in our association. And listen to what he's saying now. He's saying, really, I think we should go outside of our association. We should want to include Muslims who are not about a race, but who are living here, too, as citizens of this country, and they are working out a future for themselves and their generation. They have already completed some work towards having private school, weekend schools, and full-time school. We should want to seek them out, sit down and have some conference with them, maybe even have some workshop with them that allow us to benefit from each other. They can benefit from us, and inshallah willing, we can benefit from them. You see, here it is, that kind of activity itself is bringing in and strengthening the ummah. And this is something I had said in my prayers to Allah, that this movement, we want to be able to strengthen the ummah, revive the ummah here as American Muslims here in this country. And this is how dynamic, this is how profound this movement dealing with the Hijri calendar and the ascension goals. So that will be an activity also that we can go on, you know, get into, put out the letters, you know, call them in. We have convention, let them come in, do workshop with them, you see, and don't be separated amongst ourselves. Collectively, we coming in, we big brothers and big sisters. We ain't babies in this religion. And we come in like that, and be respected like that. And you have real good Muslims, have lots of finances, and they'll be willing, and they want to come in and be able to unite with us as a productive community. And what they view us as such, and we'll go ahead on, and they can get what we have for them also, because we have a powerful perception from our Imam Wahdat Muhammad, and he well respected, and we should be well respected also. So praise be to Allah. I want to mention that also.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. We have 908-29. I'm going to take a stab and say that this is Imam Shahid Abdullah. Am I?
Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum. Please. Alhamdulillah.
Wa alaikum. Yes, Imam Shahid Abdullah. And A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Yes, I am been listening, and I've been really looking and listening to many of our programs throughout the country, and I think it's a matter of message. we don't seem to concentrate on the message as much as Imam Muhammad did, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad did, and those before them. People respond to a message, especially if the message is telling them about something that's dear to them or something that's going to help them. We seem to be trying to duplicate something that's sort of passed us by, when actually we should be in front of what's coming. And we if we consider ourselves I'm going to use the word elite, but I don't mean elite. I mean just people out front. If we consider ourselves people out front, I think we have to deal with the message of identifying ourselves. We still don't identify ourselves. We feel more comfortable with calling ourselves Muslim than we do about African-American, because Muslim is our faith, is our belief, and it's what gives us our footing. But our ancestry is African-American. And Imam Muhammad pointed that out so vividly, that we are a new people. That seems to be, that should be the loudest thing we say, and that which we indicate more than anything else, that Allah has created a new people with a message for the world. And that message is human excellence. And we more than anything else, we tend to imply upon or rely upon. And it don't seem like we're speaking with confidence in ourselves as African-American people and a new people that Allah has raised in America to get the job done. We have a tendency to be almost like begging people to come along with us. And we should be in the forefront directing which way to go. And we have that information. We have it all. We have the Quran. We have the life example of Prophet Muhammad. And we had two great teachers back to back. Well, three counting Master Farad, but the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Wafti Muhammad. And we are that generation that has to demonstrate what came before us. And we seem to be holding on to something that we should be using as a platform to spring off of. It's just like a diver. A diver is on a board, a springboard. He springs on that board. He can't stay there if he's going to make a dive. He has to go up in the air and then go out and into the water. And I think we seem to be trying to stay on the diving board. And this is not a critique of everyone. I'm just talking about the message. I think the message has to be one that's getting ready to go into the water, into a new time, a new world, a new thinking, and bringing the African-American people with us. We should be more concentrated in our schools.
I'd like to share something.
Ask a question. Assalamu alaikum, Bilal. One moment, please. I apologize. Okay. I want to ask you, ma'am, a question. We've been we've taken a step into connecting with the reference of the ascension that Imam Wafti Muhammad Rahimahullah has shared and the meaning thereof, and connecting it with the Hijra calendar to give more practicality to as we progress in our development. And for one, saying I hadn't paid attention to it, even though I read in Quran, say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the Quran. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed of the sacred month. What that meant to me, I didn't take heed, but now I do. So in taking, I won't say none have done it or are doing it, just that I'm not aware. I'm here in Florida with the Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association and now with Community-Wide Shura Conference, and we're providing the avenue for this can process the information, as you say, and to the message. Make the message much clearer, more effective, to be more effective, alhamdulillah, because this is, and I like saying, I prefer for myself to say Muslim African-American, put Muslim first, because my African-American self is not to go first, but then being the Muslim as a servant of Allah, I have to have in my thinking, that's what allows me to step out front and know that I'm, you know, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has afforded me that. So, alhamdulillah,
I'm asking you a question. You see, you're right, but what I'm simply saying, we are the ascension. See, we have to stop. In other words, we have to stop looking at what we're standing on, and we have to start looking at where we're headed. And we are the ascension. We don't have to say Muslim first, because Allah created everything Muslim. What we have to identify is ourselves. We have to identify ourselves to, yes. See, we have to, and Imam Muhammad made it clear that we are, for most of us who saw, taken in consideration, he said African-American. Some say black. I don't go along with black, but African-American, and there's a reason for that. So if we take that as a forefront in our children, in the school systems, our focus should be on, I think, and I'm only speaking from my, I have a lot of dealing with the nation farm schools and different things of that nature, but science, it seemed like the focal point. And I think if the African-American people understood we're teaching a high degree of science and putting a great emphasis on science in our schools, it would be attractive to them. I think they want their children to be smart, too. They want their children to be outstanding too. And I think we can lead in that way, not to say they have to be Muslim to understand what we're doing, but to look at science in terms of education. And if they don't know Arabic, but they can grasp calculus, they can grasp the science, and what Imam Muhammad put so deep into our thinking, that follow the logic to his logical conclusion. If we can get our people looking at everything they do in that form, it will help us to spring forward. And I think springing forward is what we have to be about. We're not trying to stay in that spot anymore. We're out of the graveyard. We're out of the cemetery. We're out in the world. And we're trying to spring forward into a new time, a new day that hasn't even come yet. But we believe it to come because we've been trained and taught that way. I think that's what it has to be.
When you said the ascension, we are the ascension, how do we get to know that?
It's in us. Just think of it. We don't have to be taught that.
What I'm saying,
that was put there for us. This is the prophecy. Is we're living the prophecies now. The prophecies are, if you look at them and don't include them as part of us, then we talk about history. But if we look at them as the prophecies as part of us, then we have to talk about activity in terms of moving forward. We have to say
exactly.
This is talking about
that's
us.
Where we are. That's
right.
Where we are, Imam, as we've been saying, that activities will correlate with our understanding. So we're educating ourselves on acknowledging. I hadn't even acknowledged the ascension as being my life, my developmental process. Identifying it as the prophet, what the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam really, what that meant in my development.
Right.
So we're sharing with those who have not even gotten to that ascension process in order to descend and incorporate activities that will identifiably say, I don't need anyone else's validation. My mind, my internal self has to incorporate that thinking. Likewise with the Hijra calendar, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referenced the fourth sacred month, I hadn't paid attention. Now, perhaps you have, and perhaps you've incorporated it where, you know, the months are really referencing something, as they're not relating to God or gods that others had incorporated in their life. And and then we just, we're stringing along in the midst of the calendars and not referencing what it means to be reading Quran and being a servant of Allah, and how that reflects in the months that we coordinate things in. Not having to invade anyone else's educational arena, but and as I know, the Church of Scientology. I know the Church of Scientology has an in-depth scientific study process that they go into the thinking to bring you to a closer point of understanding yourself, not going into delving into your faith, allowing you to bring your faith on more close to the center of you so you can be stronger in your sense of self. So alhamdulillah, so this is where we are in saying, you know, whoever I connects with it, alhamdulillah. Whoever doesn't, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in charge. That's what we read from Surah Al-Mulk tonight share that. So I'm thankful that you're speaking to our minds and acknowledging and letting us know, don't get caught in the graveyard.
Right.
So we reference the years back in order to spring forward, and that's what I referenced this morning, that we haven't looked as they brought out Janus for January and said that's the new year now rather than March 25th, to say that, you're looking back and you look forward. But traditionally, we haven't looked forward enough in order to this is why the DFC has established a 50-year initiative, faith, family, fasting, function, and freedom. So alhamdulillah. And listening to your presentations too.
Okay, let me share something.
Bring to this point.
Let me share something with us. Back to when I was saying that if we had the same book and we were reading from the direction that Imam Muhammad left for us. Listen to this. We live in America, and we have enjoyed life as a nation, the United States of America, but we had not lived 500 years. in the history of Islamic civilization, we have a nation that survived much longer than America has survived so far. That was Spain under Islam, brought there by the North Africans called the Moors. The Moors of North Africa came to Spain, brought Islam there, and the result was the establishment of a civilization that lasted with progress and good life for 5 centuries, for 500 years. You should be aware of these things if you want to have a strong schools. You are Muslims, and you should identify strongly and firstly with Islam, with the Quran, with Muhammad the Prophet, and the glorious history of Islam on this earth. That is what you should be identified strongly with firstly. Then secondly, you should identify with something else. What is that? Your motherland, Africa. You can identify with that, secondly, because that is not nearly as important as the message of Islam that you are getting today and that the world got from Muhammad, the prayer and peace be upon him. Nothing has reawakened this world and made possible the sciences, human comforts, and progress for human life more than the Quran, Muhammad, and the teachers of Islam who followed this tradition. This is a fact of history. This is what our imam left for us as direction. That's why I say we should be able to get these directions. We can get it. And we can all be on the same page, and we won't have to be saying one person saying one thing, then the other person saying another thing. We have the direction, and this is what Imam Muhammad left for us.
But you're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. And only thing I'm saying is that we have to follow those directions. We can't just talk about them. We can't just recite them. We have to follow them. And the only way that I know that Imam Muhammad said do it is to follow the logic to its logical conclusion. So in everything we say, whether it be prophecy or whether it be words from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether it be anything, we have to apply what Allah has put in us, our ability to think. Dhikr Allah is the strongest thing we can do. See, so thinking, and Imam gave us that key, follow the logic to its logical conclusion. It's so powerful. We don't use it enough in terms of our everyday activities. We don't use it. We'll read something in the Quran and just take it word value and not apply it to the day's conditions. You see, the Quran is for all times, and not just for one time. It's for all times. So there's parts of it we use for this time, and there's parts of it going to be used for another time. But it's the same Quran. The difference is the way we think. The way each generation thinks makes the difference. We don't change the word of Allah. We're just thinking in a different time. We are human beings that are thinking in a different time zone, and in that different time zone, we produce different concepts and ideas with the same book. See, we can't keep going back, as I said, to the graveyard, but I want to say that to be an insult. I want to take that back. I don't want to make you think that's what that is. But I'm saying that we can't keep living in the past. The past is supposed to be our springboard into the future. And we can't fear thinking with our minds and thinking with progress and think that's going to be some kind of way against Islam. That is Islam. That is Islam. Islam is for the future. It's for the present. And it tells us about the past. That's Islam,
yeah,
but the light.
Community-wise Shura Conference is a very active, highly motivated, getting things done, a movement that is bringing new life, such a life that we revive even the historians of the past. We talking about this, how powerful what we're doing now. But you know this is the baby stage now. You just get with us. And watch it develop. Remember, it was Thomas, it was Brother Thomas, the twin servant of peace. When he started this movement, 10, 15 years ago, and look where we at now.
This is real here.
Okay.
And it's about to get bigger now. We're gonna zoom in with this new activity, this new motivation inside the calendar, and bringing in that strong Islamic life to year in and year out and year in and year out, and watch the change. It won't be the Pharaoh Gregorian calendar. It will be the Hijra calendar and these activities that we putting on there about what we do as a community under the guidance and the perception that Imam Wahdatuddin Muhammad left us. This is what we're doing.
Well, I mean, you don't have to sell me on what you're doing, because I'm right here with you. I'm in the same community. I'm in the same time zone.
What you're doing
and what you have been doing, that includes all the Muslim organizations that sprang from Imam Muhammad's teaching and understanding. Individuals, and not just organizations that are doing something. Individuals are doing something too. That's not being denied. That's not being negated. I am talking about our aggressiveness to what is in us and our ability to think. We can't be afraid of that process, and can't be think that we're going to be doing something wrong if we're thinking, if we're questioning things, if we're trying to push the future and push ourselves into the future and take our generation into the future. We can't be hesitant about what Allah has put in us. We have to trust in Allah, that Allah didn't make any mistakes when he created the African-American in America to be a portal for the world to pass through because of our initiative to think, our initiative to use everything Allah has created for that process of thinking and advancing. And we can't be afraid of moving quicker with firmer footing in front of us. We have to be sure of our steps. We have to be sure that Allah guides our steps. And we can't be attentive, thinking we're going to go wrong if we think. Thinking if we don't follow what was followed 400 years ago, we're going to go wrong. No, we're improving on what happened 400 years ago. We're improving upon what happened 1,000 years ago. The Quran came to improve on man's condition, not to hold us back. Not that we stand in one spot, keep doing the same thing. If we just can examine the Muslim world right now, the Muslim world who has had the Quran for 1,400 years, and they sat on it for so long, and they gave the world, as you just read about what the Moors did, gave the European world an opportunity to advance on the power of what that Quran had for it. And European changed the whole world with just that knowledge. Not that what they got in Europe, but what they got from Islam. But now here we are in this world. Now we have been made new by the same Quran, by the same Islam. Now we have to take the world into another level. And it has to be with our mind. It has to be with our thinking. It has to be with our approach to information, our approach to knowledge, and our approach with the practical application of what we receive. It has to be in that. That's right. The only thing that's different. We haven't been given the oil wells. We haven't been given the gold and silver. We haven't been given the diamonds and things that all these other civilizations had before us. We've been given the power to think. That's what Imam Muhammad brought. He brought the power to think on our own. Think on our own. See, that's what alhamdulillah is correct. And but go ahead.
Imam Muhammad wants us to, he says, for us to respect universals and do not get out of what is universal for what we are thinking and our curriculum of the teaching.
Yeah, he's trying to tell us to respect that which came before us, but that's not to hold us back. In other words, we can't say that in a way that we can't think. In other words, we respect the universal education so much that we won't move ourselves. That's not what he's saying. He is saying respect it as you do move, as you don't step on that which came before you. Don't just throw your hand up in the face of that which has done some good, but move forward, do good, do better. He's telling us to do,
Lord,
not stand still.
And
Okay, you're right, brother.
Here we are.
You're right, brother.
We are in the same mode of movement. And we thank Allah for this opportunity. We were on, and how did you know? We were on tonight for food for thought. As we said, we have our meal for the body. We have, we're in good company. Then we need food for thought. And that the thought brings about the action, inshallah, and with the intent to do what is best. So praise be to Allah. See, we thank Allah for everything.
Brother Shahidi, you are documented.
Yes.
Well, you are documented. And this is going to be what you tell us. It's going to be part of an activity that's going to move out too and push us forward. This is what we're getting. This is what we're getting. This is what it's about. Praise be to Allah.
Yes. Alhamdulillah. Yes.
Alhamdulillah.
Thank you so much for giving me a minute.
Thank you, brother.
Well, thank Allah for you. We're in this call. We are here to hear what Allah SWT wants us to hear. And so the food for thought, the energy. Tomorrow night, this is a think tank session, but tomorrow night the facilitators for education will be on. Dr. Hamid El-Amin won't be able to. He's attending a family member services, funeral services, I would just say. But he's giving full thrust to those who will be Imam Hanif Salahuddin. I think you may be aware of him out of Albany, Georgia. And others will be on as they volunteer to share the in light of the Hijra and the Ascension as deals with education on its broadest sense and in academics. That's tomorrow. And then the think tank session for next week will be on economics, and then the Grace Line coming forth for that, as well as Kareem Abdul-Haq. Inshallah, we have his economic book on economics. And anyone who wants to share, we would go to the think tank session on Friday. Then the third week will be governance. Again, Kareem Abdul-Haq and Fleming El-Amin with the American Coalition for Good Government. Inshallah, the facilitators for that. And then sociocultural. Hey, ma'am, I know you've been greatly contributing in all those areas. So please, by all means, you want to let it be known, and the facilitation will be such beyond what you do on graciously on Tuesday. Yes.
Alhamdulillah.
Inheriting the power of freedom. Alhamdulillah. All that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supplies us with, we are in need of, and we graciously accept it because we're part with the human family. And as you say, whatever we're intended, what Allah intended for us to bring forward, we're not holding back, inshallah. So that will be William on the sociocultural facilitation. And as we go forward, we're thinking through this process together as we would do strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats on the first week for Ramadan is when it comes in, inshallah. It's calculated to be March 1st from the Gregorian calendar point, but it will be Ramadan 1, inshallah, and we will do that particular Saturday, the four areas our development, and then we will go into, repeating the education, economics, governance, and sociocultural. And that calendarizing process, as we get it a little more down pat and the operations or the activities that coincide or come from that. We want to recognize all that are throughout the country. CWSC is about providing an avenue for the networking to take place. So, inshallah, we want to know more
about
what is happening.
Alhamdulillah. They got a poem I'd like to share with us. Successful Islamic institutions are not accidental. Place a high emphasis on people than on material. Respect and value each other, and work to strengthen our association. Get wealth and build corporations. The poor condition in our neighborhood should be our motivation. Some of us must necessarily change our lifestyle, utilizing activities in the Hijri calendar and ascension of the prophets. We will progress and greatly benefit. A revolutionary concept by the Islamic Republic, the revelation, the plane of the prophet, models of excellence for the human being. And this will be seen. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam.
Alaykum as-salam. Remember, Shahid Abdullah, if you don't mind,
yes.
So thank you for that wonderful poem. Will you close us out, please?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbi alameen. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan nabiyyuhu wa rasuluhu. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ameen. Dear family, love you, and tomorrow morning, inshallah, we rise to hear evolution of revolutionary thought and creative purpose. Imam Kareem Hamid invites us all to come with open hearts, open minds, willingness to not only hear Imam Warsi Muhammad, rahimahullah, alayh, and be willing to share our perception, what we get from what we hear, and how we're putting it into application in our life, inshallah. And following that will be, that's from 7 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then 9:30 to 11 a.m. is preparing to make it in the land of plenty with Imam Delaysi Umar Phillips and his recurring guest, Imam Professor Rabbani Muhammad and Michael Hamim. And they present that, preparing to make it in the land of plenty. And then following that, 11 to 1, 11 to 12, with our connection with A New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio with William Kareem as executive producer there. And he presents, we connect, AM360, connect with them for cultural insights. And 12 to 1 is Quick Hitters from his son, Kivel Ikwan. Quick hitters, he comes quick hitting of think about this, think about that. What's your perception? What's your thinking? How do you see it? And then we go into, that's a current event. And then we go to 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Prefect Abdul Hadi is back, inshallah, with Al-Islam in Focus, where she goes through the attributes of Allah. Allah, highly glorified is Allah. And then 7 to 9 p.m., we will be back again with, as we say, education with the National CWSC National Town Hall, straight to the point, the 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning Initiative, Faith, Family, Fasting, Function, and Freedom, as it goes to education. All right? That's with the Hijra calendar and the Ascension. I know it's packed, right? But alhamdulillah, we want everyone's participation who's willing, whatever you have to contribute. Thank you, everyone. God's peace be upon you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah.
Wash off the...